This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, December 17th. God's word to you today is all-inclusive. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 10, verses 11 to 13, and it says, "Anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord, who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Verses 25 to 37. Please read. Choose to let God's word renew you and unlock your bowels of compassion. God is building our character. The first thing that stands out in this study is that, like the experts in the law, sometimes we find ourselves struggling with what God says because something in us is trying to justify the presence of compassion in our lives, or actions, or words. Sometimes we find it easier to show compassion to people who are like us, people who dress like us, look like us, and speak the same language as us. But when it is someone outside these parameters, we convince ourselves the person must deserve whatever uncomfortable situation that person is experiencing. I love God's word. You can be sure God will call it what it is. The Bible says in Luke 10, verse 29, "The man wanted to justify his actions." The priest and Levite chose not to be compassionate. Like them, sometimes we come up with good reason for neglecting to help someone, when in reality, God is depending on us to be his hands to the brokenhearted. You are not really compassionate if you segregate. Jesus is able to save anybody, so your compassion should be boundless. Take note of the fact that the people that chose not to show compassion were the priest and the temple assistant, people that were walking and working with God, the very same people we expect would show compassion because they know God. We must be careful as people working with God that we do not become judgmental, but choose to be compassionate people. We can always come up with good reason, legitimate reasons, not to show compassion. Reasons like, "I do not know who he is," or "I do not know what she has done." Some people even find it difficult to be compassionate towards people that are materially wealthy. Compassion can be to anyone. Compassion does not discriminate. Choose to believe the best and not the worst about people. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to value people as you value people and treat people with love, tenderness, and compassion. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.